WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this wild ride we call life, one dopamine-boosting hack at a time. Today's topic? The art of gratitude. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next big thing? Always striving for more, wishing for something better. You know that feeling when your mind is on autopilot, racing through to-dos and anxieties, missing the beauty in the everyday moments. We do it all the time. But what if I told you there's a superpower hidden within each of us that can shift our perspective, increase our happiness, and even boost our resilience? That superpower is gratitude. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Gratitude sounds kind of cheesy, right? Trust me, it's so much more than just saying thank you before dinner. It's a conscious choice to focus on the good stuff, the little things that often get overshadowed by our hustle culture madness. And let me tell you, practicing gratitude is like hitting the refresh button on your entire being. It rewires your brain for positivity, attracts more good vibes into your life, and even improves your physical health. So, how do we actually master this art of gratitude? First up, make it a habit. Just like brushing your teeth, sprinkle gratitude throughout your day. Before you jump out of bed, take a moment to appreciate the warmth of your blankets or the sound of birds chirping outside. During your commute, notice the beauty in a blooming flower or the kindness of a stranger. Second, keep a gratitude journal. Jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything, a delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, even a sunny day that brightened your mood. Third, use your senses. When was the last time you truly savored the taste of your food, felt the softness of a cozy sweater, or listened to the melody of your favorite song? Engage all your senses and appreciate the richness of each experience. Fourth, back to saying thank you sincerely. When someone does something for you, even the smallest gesture, express your gratitude with genuine appreciation. A simple thank you can go a long way in fostering positive relationships and creating a ripple effect of kindness. And finally, remember that gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about acknowledging both the light and shadow, finding beauty even in the midst of challenges. When things get tough, remind yourself of the good things you have in your life, the people who love you, the lessons you've learned, the strengths you possess. Think about it. Remember the time you were feeling super overwhelmed, but then you noticed a beautiful sunset or had a heartwarming conversation with a friend. See how gratitude can shift your perspective and bring a sense of peace even in the midst of chaos. That's the magic of practicing appreciation. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling work deadlines, family responsibilities, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. She feels constantly on edge, wishing she had more time, more energy, and less stress. Then, one day, her friend suggests keeping a gratitude journal. Sarah hesitantly starts jotting down things she's grateful for: her cozy apartment, the laughter of her kids, a delicious cup of tea she enjoyed during a break. Slowly but surely, Sarah notices a shift. She finds herself less overwhelmed, more present in the moment, and even more capable of handling challenges with grace. She starts seeing the beauty in the everyday moments and appreciating the little things that often get overlooked. So, how about you? What are 3 things you're grateful for right now? Take a moment to really feel those emotions, the warmth, the joy, the appreciation. Remember, cultivating gratitude is an ongoing journey, not a destination. But each day, with even the smallest act of appreciation, you're rewiring your brain for happiness and creating a more fulfilling life. And remember, beautiful souls, you are worthy of all the good things in life. Keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.